Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good Day Radio Program. I'm Jay Kirshner. Jen Horn is with us. Hi, Jen.
Hey, Jay. Hi.
And okay, we're here because it was Doug's birthday this weekend. So
It was. And you can still get your birthday wishes in on Facebook, Instagram, X. Echo Day Networks is the handle. You can always give us a call. Leave a voicemail for Doug, 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684. Tell him happy birthday. Bonus points if you sing. Did you call
anything to him yesterday? Of course.
Aww,
and
that's so
sweet. And he played it to the whole car. I'm like, you know, that voice is not to be sold, to given out for free. You know, you've got to pay if you want to enjoy the cha-cha-chas after the birthday song.
Yes, exactly.
But he seemed to be having a good day. He was out with the kids, and they went to the Gentle Barn, which is a really cool thing in Santa Clarita, California. I live in California. Doug's kids live here, and they do a lot of rescues and such, and so they have cows, and they have goats, and they have all kinds of cool animals that you can come out and see. So even though Doug may have wanted a break from farming, he was back at the Gentle Barn taking a look at cows this weekend.
Well, living his best life, no doubt. Yeah.
Yeah.
As he always says, cows are his friends.
That's it. Well,
oh, I love
they sure
that.
Were. And a lot of pictures with the cows. So if you want to see them, all up on social media right now.
Nice. Okay, so of course we have to talk about the conversation that only happens twice a year. Daylight saving time came to an end. We are now on standard time again. And does it feel like, I mean, of course, the fall back, that extra hour is a little bit easier than the spring forward, but it still has that jet lag type of feeling. Mm-hmm. And you don't really notice it until the following day. Like Sunday, yeah, whatever. But that first Monday, did you notice it, or was it just kind of like, whatever?
No, I hate daylight savings time. I mean, I just hate the switching. I don't hate getting an extra hour of sleep, which is great, but I think Sunday, it was a really hard day all day. You feel like your body clock is off. Even if you think you've got an extra hour of sleep, you still are dragging around. You are looking at what the brightness is outside, and then, I don't know, this time of year, I leave the house in the morning in the dark, and I come home in the dark. I wish we would stop switching, because I think the back and forth, and it's scientific. By the way, it's not just us saying we don't like it. Like, doctors will tell you, especially when you spring forward, that the Monday after is like the most dangerous day of the year on the roads, because people are all thrown off. So, well,
not only with that, but heart attacks are up following the spring forward into daylight saving time. And now experts also say not only is it awful to change the clocks twice a year, but that standard time is the one that goes most in line with the circadian body rhythm. That daylight saving time disrupts it, not just the change, but actually being through it, because it is your body goes through this natural process throughout the year that kind of coincides with how the sun and the moon are anyway. And when you are changing that or messing with that, it really messes up a lot of like this amazing machine that is our body anyway. But one of the things that I found so interesting is that these experts say that daylight time is the far superior time. And not only that, but once it comes into the winter months where it does start getting darker earlier, your body actually needs 2 additional hours of sleep per night.
Oh, great.
I'm here for that.
I'm in real trouble. Where am I supposed to find that?
Well, can we add 2 more hours to each day? No, let's not worry about that. Let's not do that either.
Can't do that. The days were already long enough. I don't know. I feel like the more we mess with it, and, you know, it's weird because states and even, gosh, I think at the federal level, there have been different votes to stop going back and forth. I know in California, we voted as a state. It's like the one thing that everybody in California could agree on, that we didn't want to do daylight savings time anymore, because I think it is, as we talk, I yawn because I'm thinking about how tired I am. What is it, Arizona and Hawaii? that are the only ones that don't shift back and forth.
And now so even the whole state of Arizona, it's like right. That whole state couldn't even get it figured out within themselves.
So California says we don't want to do it anymore, but all we did was actually give control to the state legislature to decide when they want to, they can stop daylight savings time from going back and forth. So we empowered them to have the decision, but they don't have a timeline as to when the decision is going to be. It's just, it's really weird. It's like one thing that everybody agrees on, that we don't need this anymore, that the reasons behind it have kind of gone away. And so why don't we just get back to it? But nobody wants to make the move. It's very bizarre.
Yeah. It is. All right, so some other things that happened over the weekend. Of course, the SAG-AFTRA strike is still ongoing. We're on, what, day 115? 116?
It's been a long time. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. The there has been a, what is it, perceived as the best final last offer from the AMPTP that SAG-AFTRA is mulling over. They took meetings within themselves, within their own negotiating committee. An email went out last night to members saying that the negotiating committee analyzed and thoroughly discussed the counterproposal all day, well into the night. They will continue deliberations today. They will keep their union members updated. If this is truly the last, best, and final offer, what does the union do? I feel like they have to take it to a certain extent because there are so many talented actors out there that aren't even union. The AMPTP could easily just say, okay, fine, we won't work with union members anymore. Union members can easily deactivate from the union. It's not like
they're around them. It could kill SAG-AFTRA. It could, depending
on how it really goes. Can. And we look at what the... Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say what's interesting is that there are a lot of shows that were renewed for the season. And so what they're saying is that if the strike doesn't end, because this last best offer, I guess, before the end of the year is what they're saying, that this would go into next year, I guess, to see if they could try to salvage something after this. But a lot of those shows that we thought were renewed or that were coming back are not going to be able to come back. So many of the shows that are waiting to get back to the set will be gone because they just don't, people are going to give up on stuff. Like the studios will start to cut projects, even stuff that we thought was already renewed. So it's going to have a huge impact for sure. And not that it already hasn't, but it's going to have a huge impact on what television will look like over the next year or 2 years, because all of our favorite shows we were relying on are going to be gone.
Well, and some of the ones that said, okay, they've given a release date of when the next season will be, and that's not until 2025. Yeah. Like you said, like people are going to start forgetting about a lot of these. And with some of the bases that the union is, SAG-AFTRA is fighting against, it's AI, the likeness, the voice, protection over that. Well, that's something that could be negotiated per contract. If somebody could just get a really good agency on your on your side, those can be negotiated contract to contract. Fair wages, of course, everybody wants that. But also one of the things for fair wages is that so many actors don't make enough per year to qualify for SAG-AFTRA's health insurance. Well, it is within SAG-AFTRA's control to lower the qualifying amount.
Mm-hmm.
So why are they not doing that?
I know. I've heard so many criticisms from people that I know on both sides. Like immediately when I heard about this, you know, you kind of think about, well, it's the plight of the actors, the fact that AI is so real, and I think many of us don't even have a clue at this point what that's going to look like for that business. And so, of course, they'd be nervous. But the more I get into this and the more I hear from people who are in SAG and after, they are really sad with the representation that they're being given. And they're saying that the reason, even though the writers were on strike for such a long time, is because they had a better plan put together. The producers, actually, the PGA and the Directors Guild were supposed to go on strike as well, but they were able to figure it out with the studios. And so a lot of people that I know that work in the business, and there are a lot because I'm in LA, they're saying that this is really a union problem, and this is actually SAG-AFTRA's issue, that they have not been negotiating, I guess, in the way that's best for their members.
And they still expect their members to pay their dues. I mean, dues were due, I think, just as recent as this month. They are allowing...
They're out this month.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're allowing a grace period, but, like, if you can't pay your dues all in one lump sum, they are currently offering, like, you can start making payments on it, but nonetheless, dues are still due.
Yep.
Okay, so other big news, of course, we have to discuss what's going on with Israel, Hamas... Herzog, the ambassador to the U.S. is in Israel, is saying that Hamas is using the hostages. Well, they're not releasing them because they're playing for time. Of right. course, there's been a lot of discussion over whether or not there can be a ceasefire and get more people out, more of the civilians out, a humanitarian pause, if you will. And Netanyahu is saying that's not possible because right. Hamas won't release them.
And I kind of believe that because Hamas uses, I mean, historically, all you have to do is see what Hamas does with their own people. And mm-hmm. their biggest headquarters is underneath the largest hospital in Gaza. So that shows you that they're willing to hide beneath innocent people and use them as shields. And so mm-hmm. a lot of folks are saying, including Biden and his team now, are saying, well, we should take a pause and try to get more hostages released. The only thing that's going to do, unfortunately, is give Hamas more time to regroup and to try to acquire more ammunition and more weapons to defend themselves. And that's coming in from all sorts of places, Iran and from Russia and China, we now know, gave them weapons for their initial attack on October 7th. So unfortunately, as much as, I mean, nobody wants to see human suffering, and there's human mm-hmm. suffering on all sides. Yeah, innocent people are going to get caught up, but at the same time, you have to, it will cause less damage if you swiftly remove them rather than draw this out, which will, I think, allow ultimately for more people to be hurt. It's a tough situation. It's not, there's no easy answer, but yeah, I don't think the one that people are grasping at right now is quite the right way.
Yeah, I mean, really, you are. You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. It is a civilian crisis, and you see those photos of children and babies and everything, and it is so heartbreaking in Palestine and in Israel, and you have the Israeli government who are saying people, the civilians in Gaza need to exit. They need to hurry up and get out of there.
But
that's easier said than done. Yeah, and that's easier said than done. It's not like they can just hop in a car and go. Most of them don't have cars. They don't have gas money for cars. They don't even have money to buy a bottle of water.
Well, and Hamas,
and then you have Hamas, who is keeping people there, too. Right. It's absolutely awful. It is devastating. You can weigh in on any of the conversations anytime you want. Hit us up online at Good Day Networks or give us a call. Drop us a voicemail, 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart plus a Paramount Plus subscription included, plus you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Happy 62nd birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug. What does it say? Beware. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
O'Reilly. Protect your engine better with Syntec Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil, only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec High Mileage is formulated for today's engines with over 75,000 miles. Now get 5 quarts of Syntec High Mileage and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $34.99. Limits apply. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's 23 after the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio program, except we're going to change it today to Jen and Jay's Good Day Radio program, because Doug will be back before you know it, but he's not here right now, so we are going to have some girl time, and can we be part of Taylor's Girl Squad? I feel like the Girl Squad is getting a second resurgence, a second coming, if you will.
Yeah, why is that back? Because I've heard, like, she was dating a girl. What was this? Like, there was all this controversy, like, during her squad era that she was dating a girl or something like that. Who was it? Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Oh, my goodness. Not Lily Aldridge. I cannot for the life of me recall who it was. Those rumors. It's apparently, like, allegedly Cornelia Street was written about.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That was part of it. They're like, she's got her squad back.
Yeah. Well, so, yeah, like all those rumors, whatever, because apparently girls just can't have girlfriends.
No, no.
I also think that
and all we do
squad...
is pillow fight when we're together, too, I'm sure.
Yes, of course.
Many of you will know that.
And we freeze each other's bras once people fall asleep.
That's right.
No, but the first girl squad, I feel like that one kind of died down just because of people's lives took them in different directions. It seemed like it was younger days and a lot of them started to get married and have babies and there was just less time. I don't know. It just felt like a natural falling apart. Not falling apart. That's not like falling out's not the right word either. Anyway, the new girl squad Selena Gomez has always been part of it, but now we're seeing a lot of quote unquote leaving dinners of Taylor Swift and Selena Gomez, Sophie Turner, Brittany Mahomes. Who's the other one that's always with them? Oh, Gigi Hadid.
Oh yeah. Gigi's a big one. Yep. Who's now dating Leonardo DiCaprio.
Which right? I kind of like that right now.
Is it Leo or is it Bradley Cooper?
It's Leo.
I can't forget.
Yeah. Bradley Cooper. No, it's Bradley Cooper. You're right. It's Bradley Cooper. I like that. She did date Leo briefly, didn't she?
I think so. I don't know. He's pretty much, it's safe to say, dated almost everybody.
Yeah. Well, anyway, of course, we need to talk about Taylor Swift, but she hit another big milestone, and we will tell you what that is coming up.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Has she not only reached billionaire status, but the re-recorded version of the 2014 album 1989 Now, 1989 Taylor's version, has claimed the number one spot on the Billboard 200 albums charts.
Is she recording all of them again because of the licensing issues, right? Because she
lost so that she can own her music.
Exactly.
And it's, I think Reputation is the final one that she needs to do because she owns Lover and everything that's came after, has come after, but 1989 and then I believe Reputation will be next, so that way she will own it. But what's so great is she's giving us additional music from the vault, which is just, that's awesome. That's the news on Taylor Swift.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, years ago, owners would let their cats wander outdoors. Today, as far as I'm concerned, this is not an option. It's just too dangerous for our cats and kittens. Cars, other animals, the resurgence of rabies, and sadly, some people all pose threats to our beloved furballs. As far as I'm concerned, a responsible cat owner does not permit his or her cat to wander outdoors. By teaching your cat to walk on a leash and harness, and yes, it can be done, you go a long way in satisfying your cat's wanderlust. It will allow your cat so many extra freedoms. He'll enjoy the joys of the outside world safely and will become a better companion to you. After all, dog owners take their dogs on visits to grandma's house or to see friends. Why should Kitty be deprived of such pleasant outings? I know what you're saying. It's not that hard to teach your cat to walk on a leash. You need to get the right type of harness, and they do sell cat harnesses. Practice every day. Be patient, and in no time at all, you and your feline buddy will be strutting your stuff in your neighborhood. I'm Warren X.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code RACE for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code RACE for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code RACE.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The 2024 presidential election is under 1 year away. New polls by the New York Times and Siena College shows presidential candidate Donald Trump holds an edge over President Biden across five key swing states in a matchup. As a continuation of the 2020 election, Biden is favored by Democrats and Trump is substantially favored by Republicans. More than 300 Americans, their families, and some permanent U.S. residents have left Gaza. John Feiner, U.S. Deputy National Security Advisor, said yesterday on CBS News,
"We believe that there are still a number of Americans inside Gaza, but that over the last several days, through pretty intensive negotiations with all sides relevant to this conflict, we have been able to get out more than 300 Americans, lawful permanent residents, and their family members. This is obviously a major priority and one that we are going to continue to work at."
Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's gonna be a good day,
sir. This is gonna be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
This is Miles Fisher saying that you should have a good day. Listen to my gramps on the radio.
James, you're really picking some good music this time.
I know, James.
I'm almost like, do we have this song right now? Can we just chill?
Are we using Jen's, well, I would say my iPod, but that's like so 54 years ago.
Oh, your June?
My streaming library.
Yeah. Get with Spotify, dude.
Yeah.
There we go. Well, it's 34 after the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day Radio program. Doug will be back before we know it. I am Jay. She is Jen. And can we do, like, we should start doing some kind of stupid criminal segment.
Oh, I love doing
some kind of, yeah, a dumb criminal story. Mm-hmm. This one's kind of funny, though, because there is a car theft suspect who, in Akron, Ohio, apparently went to this, like, junkyard that still had some working cars. And and like three other times and to steal cars. And they figure out who this was, so they're always kind of on the lookout for him.
Junkyard.
Yeah, well, I mean, hey, if the car moves, he was like, go ahead and take it. So the third time, he actually got caught. Third time's a charm. And he got caught by a forklift. They noticed him get in an SUV. A forklift operator hurried up, did his thing, and lifted the SUV 20 feet in the air while they waited for police to arrive and arrest
him.
Wow. Can you imagine? And the guy thought that he could just, like, move enough in the car and get the car to fall off of the forklift and then maybe drive away 20 feet in the air. Like, it's a move. If this were Fast and Furious, yeah, you could do that. And the car would land on the wheels and you'd be able to zoom off.
Yeah, in a movie.
Yeah, exactly. And whoever called 911 was even saying, hey, this guy is bouncing. Like, the car is bouncing and it's going to flip off the forklift. Can you hurry up and get here? So once police arrived, they lowered it and they were able to arrest him. And when the police, and according to the body cam footage that was obtained by the local news station, the officer is like, hey, what's your name? And the guy's like, none of your business. And he's like, why am I being arrested? I didn't do anything wrong.
I'm just out here hanging out.
Yeah, I didn't take it off the lot. I didn't technically steal it yet.
I'm just hanging around.
But, I mean, that is one way to get a car theft. Just have a forklift handy and hoist them up 20 feet in the air.
Okay, so this is awful, and I don't mean to laugh at somebody's, like, horrible misfortune, but we have, and maybe this is kind of spreading across the country, but in California, it is a huge deal to get your catalytic converter stolen because it's worth money. It's worth a lot of money, actually, for the precious metals that are in the catalytic converter. And you can't really drive your car afterwards. I mean, it becomes a really big nightmare, and people are just stealing them all the time, like right out of your yard while you're sleeping. Well, just a few weeks ago, there was someone who was at, I think, like Walmart, and just went inside, came out, got in their car, backed up, and felt this ba-boom. And they're like, what in the heck was that? So they pull the car back into the lot, ba-boom, and park the car. The guy was in the Walmart parking lot trying to steal the catalytic converter when the person came out and ran over them.
Did they survive?
No. No. Which is why it's hard to laugh, because you don't want, like, I mean, that's awful.
I was kind of hoping they did so that we could laugh.
You're kind of asking for it. You're asking for it, right? And it's become such a huge problem that they're so brazen to do it during broad daylight while someone walks into a Walmart. It's like, it doesn't always pan out.
Well, and you don't even know how long. Well, clearly you don't know how long somebody's going to be in there. Are they shopping for 30 minutes up to an hour?
Right.
Or do they just have to run in to grab two, like a pack of AA batteries, and they're on their way back out? James, didn't you have your converter stolen?
Yeah, I had it stolen right around the time when I first started working for y'all, actually.
That's right.
Yeah, so it was kind of a curse. No, but Dallas...
We heard that, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Dallas.
Back in your lane there, sir.
In Dallas at this time, it was super rampant where people, I mean, it's so easy to just do. People just go on and just snip like a cord, and then you've got like $300 that you can take over to the scrapyard. And just, because it's made out of titanium or something, platinum, some kind of rare metal. And what does it do? What does a catalytic converter do exactly?
Makes your car go, because it sure doesn't when your catalytic converter is
there. So I had to get my car somewhere where I could get a new catalytic converter, and I was able to drive it. Now, it didn't sound good whenever I drove it. It was just like, it made really loud sounds. I thought it was kind of like a muffler kind of deal. Not like a muffler, but I don't know. Whenever I drove it without the catalytic converter, my car, it's a little SUV, sounded like a Corvette, and not in the good way.
Not the way it should have sounded.
Not in the way it should have sounded.
It wasn't a Corvette.
It was not a Corvette. It was a 2008 Santa Fe that could not go. All right.
Oh,
that's
man.
Too funny.
That is.
It is really annoying, though. I mean, as much as we laugh at the stupid criminals, the reason I think that it's almost cathartic when they get caught is because they hardly ever do. It's like so many of us feel like the crime crisis is just like out of control and that people can get away with everything. We had, I don't know if we have time, I mean, this is much more serious, but just an example of that in Los Angeles that I don't know that I shared with you guys. there was a woman who was walking down the street, broad daylight, in Long Beach, which is, Long Beach has pockets that aren't so great, but there are a lot of, like, businesses, and there's a big convention, like a big convention space and arena and stuff. So there are plenty of places in Long Beach that you can walk at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and assume that you would be safe. And this woman's walking down the street. This homeless guy attacks her with his pants unzipped, pushes into her from behind, like, totally frightening, and pushes her to the ground, and she imagines that she is going to be raped, like, right there on the sidewalk at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Thankfully, a guy came out of, like, nowhere and saw what was going on and chased the guy off. All caught on surveillance camera. And so these police finally find him. They arrest him. And when the DA gets a chance to charge him, they only charge him with a misdemeanor. They don't actually charge him with the felony of attempted rape. And
so, are you kidding?
No, I wish that I was kidding, because this is so Los Angeles. And so the woman has been everywhere. She went out on television, and good for her for being so brave, because it's not the easiest thing in the world to go out and talk about. But she started going to local news, and she's like, the DA told me that because he didn't tell me he was going to rape me, it was not a felony. And they only wanted to charge him with the misdemeanor, which was literally a $1,000 fine. That's all they were going to do for. And, you know, they'd never get the money because the guy's homeless.
Yeah.
So finally, because she went out there and raised, you know what, the DA finally took it back, re-looked at the case, and now finally charged the guy with the felony. But these criminals, the point is that people think they can get away with anything. And so that's why even when horrific things happen and we, like, go, oh boy, he had it coming, it's because he had it coming. So many people think they can get away with things, and there's no consequences, including, I guess, in L.A., where if I'm going to murder somebody, as long as I don't tell you I'm going to murder you, it's not really murder. So
but that's the thing. How many people in the act of it are actually saying, I'm going to do this to you,
right?
During the actual act,
and it's on camera, and it's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and the woman is clearly, like, walking down the street and attacked. I mean, there's no, like, indication that they were together. I mean, nothing. It's just bizarre. But this is LA. Yes. This is where we live.
Are there any big, I know, okay, so with the election and stuff, there's a lot of focus on the 2024 election, but there are some big elections happening tomorrow. Is there anything notable in California?
Oh, that's right. Virginia goes to vote tomorrow. That's exciting.
Yeah, Kentucky, Mississippi, Ohio, Virginia, Pennsylvania. Those are the ones that are taking a lot of focus. But before we get into those, California, anything on the docket?
We have nothing. We have nothing big. Actually, we have, like, for instance, there's no election in LA County. I'm sure there might be some smaller counties that are going to vote, maybe somewhere in California. But as far as, like, my area, we don't have anything going on.
No statewide situation.
Super Tuesday. But you know what's interesting? Not to make this, like, a more serious conversation, but I was listening to the head of the RNC, her name's Ronna McDaniel. Some people like her, some people don't. She was talking a couple weeks ago about these elections coming up, and she said, because there's a lot of school, there's a big school of thought, because Biden is so unpopular, that Republicans would do better in this kind of off-year election for some of the local stuff. And she was saying there's a warning to Republicans, because Democrats are making every election, even local ones, about the single issue of abortion. And so she said that Republicans shouldn't shy away from this issue, come out and not let Democrats define them, because even in local races and smaller races, like we're going to see voting this week, that a lot of Democrats are just saying Republicans hate abortion, blah, 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 and making it about even a municipal election about the abortion issue. And so her warning was to not let that define local races, which obviously I think that's true, because you can't shy away from an issue that's important to people. But I'm curious to know in any of those states if that is happening, if these local races are kind of going back to a broader, big national issue.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Well, and you have, of course, like you said, some towns, some counties, maybe they're doing, like, school board stuff or county seats, school board kind of situations. There are a couple judges on the ballot for our areas. In Kentucky, Democratic Governor Andy Beshear is trying to remain the governor. He is up against Attorney General Daniel Cameron. So we'll see what happens. Kentucky is mainly a Republican state. But I feel like Governor Beshear is a pretty beloved governor.
And he's a Democrat, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and he's a Democrat, exactly. And he had so many nicknames. What was it, in the pandemic and
sometime after, I think, there were all of these memes. He wore jeans one day, and then it was like Governor Zaddy in the jeans.
No,
like,
he's a cute guy, yeah.
But like people love him, and they love some of his what he stands for and his platform and everything. But yeah, so he is trying to remain the governor of Kentucky. You have Mississippi, who the Republican incumbent Tate Reeves is vying for a second term. He is up against, he has to defeat Democrat Brandon Presley, who is the cousin of Elvis Presley.
No way, really?
Uh-huh. I wonder how many people will vote for him just because they're Elvis.
Just for that.
Nothing more.
I would think a lot. I know nothing about the guy, but to vote for a Presley could be kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, he would become the first Democratic governor elected in the state since 1999.
Hmm. Well, there you go.
There you go.
I think because I'm from a state where everything is one party rule, it's not a great system. I would say that about a state that is all Republican or all Democrat. You really do need the checks and balances in order to like be sane and get things done. And so I admire these states like Kentucky that are all red, but they might have a Democrat governor. I think that's the way it should be, actually, because when you start getting into, and I've lived in California my whole life, and the more blue it's gotten, the more corrupt it's gotten, because nobody's holding anybody accountable. Everybody's just got their buddies around them, and they're like, we can do whatever we want.
Well, right. I mean, I know this isn't popular, but I've said it for a long time that I would love there to be more of a tribunal situation than one singular president. And where I worked in Nashville, I worked in Montgomery County, and pretty much it's only made up of one town, and it's Clarksville. And you have the town mayor, then you have the county mayor. They have to work closely together for everything. And the county mayor was always, he was always re-voted in. The town mayor, it was between two people, and they basically alternated winning each election. Whenever it was a Republican and a Democrat, more got done than when it was the same party.
And you would think it's the opposite, like they would get a stalemate, but I really think that it, especially at the state level, it is so important to have that back and forth.
Yeah. Well, in Virginia and Ohio, voting on different things regarding abortion rights, and then Pennsylvania wants to narrow things with the current Democratic majority. So that's what's going on for tomorrow. It's 48 after the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day.
My passion about ancestry comes from the fact that I was an only child who didn't have family. I see all my friends doing family outings and family this, and I would spend weekends just lost in ancestry. My first one I found was Liz. I was also an only child, and there were no big holiday gatherings where I got to know cousins or aunts. It's because of ancestry we've kind of become bi-coastal besties.
The holidays are meant to be shared with family. Start today during our holiday sale at Ancestry.com.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's 53 after the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio program. I'm Jay Kirshner. Doug will be back before we know it. Time for food, farm, family news, a.k.a. food, because let's be honest, we talk more about food. Although, hey, your family eats food. The great food comes from farms. All right, so what kind of food news can we get into today? Today is National Nachos Day. Ooh, nachos are so good. Back in 1954, the St. Anne's Cookbook published Anaya's original recipe for nachos. In 1959, there was an L.A. waitress named Carmen Rocha who brought the dish to the Southern California's El Cholo restaurant in 1978. Monday Night Nachos. Famed sportscaster Howard Cosell turns an entire nation onto the new snack during a game between the then Baltimore Colts and the Dallas Cowboys. And in 2019, the Houston Astros tribute walk-off nachos on the menu at Minute Maid Park to the second baseman Jose Altuve's walk-off home run. I think I said his name wrong. I'm not too familiar with him. I apologize. Anyway, nachos are awesome. Like, super great because you can eat them with a fork. You can just use your fingers and it is all good.
In other food news, of course, we have to go over a recall. Now, following consumer complaints, Tyson Foods is recalling nearly 30,000 pounds of fully cooked breaded shaped chicken patty products. These are the chicken nugs that are kind of shaped like dinosaurs. The frozen dinosaur shapes, the fun nuggets, they are being recalled because of complaints of metal pieces in the products. Now, this specific product was shipped to distributors in Alabama, California, Illinois, Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, Tennessee, Virginia, and Wisconsin for further distribution at the retail level. So these are basically everywhere. If you have these Tyson Dino Nuggets, the fun nuggets, take them back to the store, get your money back. Nobody wants to be choking on metal pieces from dinosaur-shaped nuggets. Or in general, let's be real. Let's see, what else can we get into? Oh, Thanksgiving is coming up, and of course, DiGiorno's wants to get in on the action with their Thanksgiving pizza that is topped with all of the quote-unquote flavors of Thanksgiving. Now, of course, Thanksgiving may still be weeks away, but if you don't want to wait, you want to get those flavors in, and you like pizza, maybe you want to try this Thanksgiving pizza? DiGiorno is giving people a chance to gobble up a unique take on the holiday's most iconic dishes in one oven-ready pie. No season. Stirring or long hours in the kitchen required. Okay, here's how you can get all of the flavors of a Thanksgiving meal in one bite. Now, the Thanksgiving favorites in one bite include turkey, gravy, diced sweet potatoes, green beans, cranberries, mozzarella and cheddar cheeses, and a crispy onion on a thick Detroit-style crust. Well, yeah, I feel like this would have to be deep dish to hold all of those toppings. I'm not sure all of these toppings go together in one bite, but maybe they do. I guess a lot of people do use their Thanksgiving leftovers and make sandwiches with like a scoop of everything in it. So maybe this could be good. DiGiorno will be releasing a limited number of these Thanksgiving pizzas available exclusively online for only $11.23. $11.23, which is a nod to the date of this year's Thanksgiving on November 23rd. Here's how it works. Every Wednesday, which has already started last week, up until Wednesday, November 22nd, you can visit the DiGiorno's website and order your pizza. Now, this is only happening, of course, while supplies last because they did do a limited number. I feel like this could be really good if you do a Friendsgiving kind of situation. This could be cool to have at your party. If you are a Starbucks fan, then you already know the Starbucks holiday cups are back. All those fun red cups floating around. Another Starbucks news, they recently revealed in a presentation last week that they are planning to do, well, they're actually in their latest stages to plan to drive growth to the company involving basically a global takeover. We already know that here in America, they're basically on every street. I mean, you can throw a baseball from one Starbucks location to the next Starbucks location because they are just that prominent around here. But they're leaving their global footprint and saving $3 billion in cost over the next 3 years. The company is expanding to 35,000 locations outside of North America by 2030. Check out more Food Farm Family news and see what you missed on the Food Farm Family podcast and the blog, both found on foodfarmfamily.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.